The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Webmasterradio.fm proudly presents the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. Welcome to Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Now, please welcome James and Arlene.
Hi, it's James Martell here, and welcome to another edition of the Affiliate Buzz. It's great to have you with us. If you'd like to join us, the chat form is open at webmasterradio.fm. Arlene's away today, but I have two very special guests on the line, Nick Jackman and Lindsay Hadwin, and today we're going to be further discussing or continuing our ongoing conversation that we've been having on The Buzz about the recent Google updates. If you recall, in part one and two of the series, we talked about the importance of off-page optimization with relation to backlinks, including the big mistake people are making when it comes to anchor text. In part three, we're going to shift our focus now to talk about the importance of content. It's more apparent than ever that Google's insatiable appetite for quality content is here to stay. Now, Lindsay's a freelance journalist and copywriter who has written extensively for web-based businesses and who has published hundreds of articles in newspapers, regional publications, and national magazines such as PC World, Cat Fancy, and Grit. Nick is Ireland's number one Elance writer. He's also a broadcaster and a powerful writer who in the last year has provided just under a million words to the internet. He's also up to date on the Google Panda algorithmic changes with regards to writing. Lindsay and Nick, both welcome to the Affiliate Buzz.
Thank you, James.
Thanks very much.
We had a good chance to chat a little bit before we got on the show here to talk about Panda and talk about writing. One of the things that I'd really like to talk about today is to dig into exactly that. We know that there's been literally tens of thousands of websites by these recent Google Panda updates. And what I want to talk about is how those that have been affected can regain some ground. I know many have maybe dropped from page one to page two or three, and they're kind of wondering a little bit about what needs to be done here to regain my rankings, to move from page two back onto page one, or from page three back onto page one. And in the past two shows, we talked about backlinks and their importance and the need for them to be really well thought through, placed on quality websites, and of course, linking back to your sites to the most appropriate pages on a webmaster's website, the pages that they want to see ranked. And the two of you have been dealing with guys like me, quite frankly, probably for years, writing content for affiliates and for website owners that are looking to create content. And there's been a real there's this elusive word called quality content. And I want to really kind of pull back the curtains on that if we can and really dig in and talk about what that is. What quality content is. And maybe we can start off a little bit here with Lindsay and talk about Give us a little bit of the experience, I guess, from the project descriptions that you see and from the people that post projects at a service like Elance who are looking for quality content or looking for content. What have you seen as far as a bad project description?
Let's see. A bad project description lacks a real clear focus. We have providers that they know that they, want quality content. They use, the term quality. They want original content, but they don't know exactly what they want their articles to entail. A lot of times they'll give very broad descriptions of the types of articles they want and give the writers kind of free rein to do with that as they please. But the big problem that I see with that is that you really need to create articles that are going to connect with their readers. And unless you know who their readers are, and until you have a clear understanding of where that content is going, it's difficult to create quality articles that are on point.
Nick, I know that probably, I guess, 3 months ago, I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Dr. Andy Williams, and he had this little phrase called niche vocabulary. And he was talking about the importance of truly understanding the subject matter deeply that you were writing about. Could you talk for a moment to this whole area of research? How much time typically goes into a typical article if you, the writer, if you, the provider, has to do the actual research itself?
Okay, the quality, James, is based really upon the budget that has been afforded. And if there is enough budget afforded, then the time can be given. A recent project I worked on, and the time was there, was for a management consultant, and to know his world inside out, to know the niche vocabulary. And with regards to management consultancy, it's pretty precise technical language. That did require the time, an hourly contract, and I guess a trust that I could provide content that was going to be trusted, which is the key word with regards to quality content out there. The Google algorithm requires that people trust the content. So that one of the key questions they'll ask is, would you consider this to be of a quality that you would see in an encyclopedia and in a published application? And to get to that standard, you need to not just look at Wikipedia. You need to situate yourself possibly in an actual library, not just a virtual one, to go beyond the Wikipedia page and to the links which the Wikipedia editors have seen as been there as the specialist articles for which they could base their work upon. Word per word and minute per minute, the time frame is so much different with regards to real quality content as a regular general knowledge, common sense, a blog, something based upon a personal reflection. If you're going to go out there and to ghostwrite as someone who is a real professional in the field, perhaps you may have to do up to two hours of research just to come up with that one article, or in fact really immerse yourself in the subject matter for an entire week in order to come up with a 4,000 or 5,000 word document. And then if you're going as far as to write a book, it could take a period of 3 months in order to really get down there. So back to the first point, it's about investment. And if you do invest, then yes, you get back there into the higher rankings. And I guess in my experience, that's been proven in very difficult niches and very, in saturated niches, the quality content rises to the top.
I know many people coming online, and of course the internet is exploding for business, and you know, in our world, the affiliate marketing world, people coming on building sites. But practically, and myself included, when I got back in 1999, when I got started with my wife back in 1999 online, I was a carpenter by trade. I hadn't written anything since high school and college. And next thing you know, we're coming online and we're expected to start writing content and articles. And I remember even to just try to get back into it and not being a professional at the time at all, it was difficult. And I would imagine today and actually, let's go back to that for a second. Back then, Google didn't have the ability to index real content anyways. They could index it, but they couldn't rank it highly. They had a very difficult time getting rid of the SEO, for lack of a better word, content, and replacing it with the real content. Whereas today, Google is very good at sorting out the low-quality, thin content, as they call it, and bringing that rich content, the real content, to the top of to the results. So with that in mind, I know many of us spend a lot of time churning out content, or in the past we did. We just, you know, we're cranking it out for the sake of, you know, more content. And I know, Lindsay, you and I talked about this a little bit in the pre-call that we talked about how people will come in and they just want content. They just give me content.
Right. And when you're writing content, and if you want it to be effective, if you want it to be effective with Google, then it's got to be effective with your readers. And to be effective with your readers, it's got to be informative. It's got to be interesting. It's got to tell them something that they don't already know. And it's not just about getting them to come back to your, you know, to find your website and to go once. You want them to keep coming back. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? But to get there, you need to kind of spark that interest in them by offering them expert articles that, you know, have a lot of meat to them.
I think one of the real issues here is a lot of people, and I know I had to go through this. I actually went through this back in 2005 when I got really slapped hard by the Florida update. A mindset change needed to happen to me to really truly understand, James, if you're going to make it on this business or if you're going to be around in 5-10 years, you're really going to need to get your head around creating real content, quality content, and start focusing on the visitor first, search engine second. So let's dig into that after the break, and let's really delve into this whole area of pulling back, you know, the layers on what it takes to really put a piece of quality content together that will help someone maybe regain their ground that they did lose during the Panda update. Let's talk about that right after the break.
This webmasterradio.fm program is presented by AFCONEvents.com, AFFCON events.com. Dive deep into 5 days of digital marketing education and information at AFCON's inaugural Digital Marketers Cruise, March 17th to the 21st, 2012. Be a sponsor, exhibitor, or register today at AFCONEvents.com.
More affiliate buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
As you know, being an expert at
say
requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f**k?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f**k performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh!
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
In 500 yards, CPA Way will be on your right. You have reached your destination.
On the interstate of internet marketing, CPA Way helps you monetize the way, no matter which direction you're heading. CPA Way is your route to low-risk revenue. Advertisers, we have paved the way to delivering revenue channels that will meet and exceed your expectations. Publishers, we monitor and manage your campaigns to bring you the most revenue possible. Publishers can feel secure to leverage direct offers, while advertisers can find safety offering their most valued campaigns. The road to trust, respect, integrity, and honor is just ahead at CPAway.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Warning, listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits. WebmasterRadio.fm.
Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today, but I do have Nick Jackman and Lindsay Hadwin on the line, both freelance journalists, and we're talking about Google's Panda update. Now, Nick, I know you've read up extensively on the algorithmic changes that happened in May. Could you relate that to the way that made you look at writing?
It did. I up until that point, yes, I was just getting in on the scene with regards to copywriting, or had been doing it for nigh on five months, and had been at that stage of churning out content, granted based upon research content, but looking at the changes in the algorithm, content that would not have come up to the standards of what is required, maybe on the off chance, maybe 50-60% of it. But regards, client now is paying for work. At the time, everything was becoming published, and yeah, it had its conversion rate, but the algorithm came in and things needed to change. The quality, the authority, the insightful analysis that one needs to provide, I think the relationship that the buyer has with the writer needs to evolve slightly in order to be able to provide to the standards Google needs. We're looking at one-to-one. It's not good enough sometimes to give this vague brief and let them go on with it. I think that the writer and the buyer need to engage actually one-to-one and phone calls where they can, I suppose, discuss. And I find my greatest successes come with regards to content when I actually interview the buyer themselves and manage to put into words what they aren't able to do. The buyer can sometimes have the actual keys to the kingdom if they are an authority in the subject themselves, and yet they don't want to write. But of course, we need to keep a limit on the time consumption. Otherwise, it defeats the purpose of hiring someone to do this in the first place. The algorithm itself, it wiped out some of my earlier clients, and it took a great deal of concerted effort in order to get them right back up there and converting, getting viewers onto their site again, and obviously to convert them again. So it all boils down to whether people are able to trust that content, whether the content has been fact-checked, whether both sides of the story, if there are counter-arguments, are provided. And a little bit of a tip I can give any readers, any of your listeners out there, is the idea of insightful analysis. And by incorporating a section of insightful analysis into if it's blog driven or if it's article driven, then that is going to keep you up there. As long as the insightful analysis is provided by someone who has become immersed in the subject matter and is able to actually provide that insight.
Now, of course, we're talking about developing real content, and there's still this mindset out there that we can game the engines and we can trick Google. I just was watching my Skype go by as we're talking here, my Twitter, and somebody just posted a new service where they can teach you how to have your software write real comments and mass comment on people's blogs and make those comments look like they're written by a real person. I think that's the kind of mindset change I think many people who may be engaged in that and still in the writing area as well, really needs to give your head a shake, because that's not going to work. It always works for a little bit, but Google always jumps on it, and you end up starting over again at the very, very beginning. You talked about budget, Nick. In fact, maybe we can go over to Lindsay for this one. One of the things that I've always taught is the importance of quality content, which is another topic, but it always relates to a person's budget, the amount of money that they have available to them to hire out to professionals, something that I'm a big fan of, hiring out to a professional writer versus trying to do it yourself. If you're not a pro, it's probably not a good idea. But the area of budget is always something that comes up. Let's talk about that. One of the things – let me preamble that I've started to do myself, instead of creating, for example, 5 pages of content or 10 pages of content, I'll split the project in half and get half as many pages created, but I'd still spend the same budget. And I'm finding personally that that's working well. But Lindsay, could you talk to this whole area of budget?
Yes. I think one of the most important things that you need to do when you are thinking about budget is, first of all, to clearly identify exactly, the number of articles that you need, and be very specific about what you're looking for in regards to the content, you know, the length, you know, whether you're looking for full length articles or blog posts. And to focus really on the value, it can be very difficult when you are looking at publishing 25 to 50 articles. You know, the budget for that can get very high if you're looking for well-written content. And I know I run into a lot of sticker shock sometimes, especially when we're looking at, you know, a bulk number of articles. Because what you really need to look at is the amount of time, as Nick was talking about, the amount of time it takes to research these articles, so that the end result is quality content for your website that is going to be effective in driving traffic and keeping visitors on your site.
You mentioned bulk articles, and that's I think would that be fair to say, Lindsay, that somebody, if you find that somebody comes along, they're thinking more in the area, I just need to get lots of content, and they're not really thinking of I need to create content specifically that's going to rank. They're just could this be just more of a knee jerk reaction? I just got to get lots of content.
I think so. Yeah, and I think what providers don't understand is that, unlike, you know, I mean, we're not mills. You know, we're not writing factories. It's not less work for us to create 25, 50, 100 articles than it is for us to create one or two. I mean, if it's the same research, you know, that does cut down on some time. But you're not going to get more for your money in that regard. So what you really need to focus on is making sure that every article you post is as good as it can be. You know, more is not necessarily better. It's better to have 5, 10 really well-written articles than to have 50, you know, 50 articles that is just, you know, below quality, low quality. Yeah.
50 so-so articles that get buried in the search results, never to be seen again.
Exactly.
So I can see we're up against the break. Let's after the break, I'm going to actually put Nick on the spot for a moment. He mentioned, you know, what he did. He did some things to help his clients recover from the Panda update. I'm going to see if we can get him to share a few more tips on that right after the break.
More affiliate buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2012 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 31st, 2012. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry today into the Web Marketing Association's 2012 IAC Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
2, 1, boost to ignition.
Ascend into new heights of ranking and revenue with a search engine friendly online shopping cart that's ready for liftoff. Introducing Ascender Cart. Ascender Cart optimizes your shopping cart with easy-to-use SEO tools that will help build keywords, titles, and tags for top search engine rankings. Get all of the advantages of having a shopping cart on your site and monitor your progress with regular reports in just a click. Prepare to launch your shopping cart to the top of the search engines with Ascender Cart. Learn more about what Ascender Cart can do for you at AscenderCart.com. AscenderCart.com.
On the road. On the boat. Working out. Or up in the air. Now you can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere. Look for WebmasterRadio.fm on TuneIn. Available for download on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, Samsung, and Windows Phone.
as well as Google TV, Yahoo TV, and Roku.
Tune in to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere by downloading TuneIn right now. WebmasterRadio.fm. We really are everywhere.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Get addicted. Get ahead.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene's away today, but I do have Nick Jackman and Lindsay Hadwin, both professional freelance journalists, and we're talking about the Google Panda update. And interestingly enough, Nick, when you spotted that article that Google wrote an article. It was from one of the senior engineers. It wasn't Matt. It was Amit Singhal. He wrote an article called More Guidance on Building High-Quality Websites. And that, for me, Nick, that was one of the first very insightful articles that I'd actually seen written by Google.
Yeah, and it allowed us to, anyone who had managed access to it, it really allowed us to see what we were doing. Until that point, we were really just feeding a hungry beast with regards to content. Now we recognize that every article needed to have the freshest of angles. God, we were. It had to become so. The keyword interlaying needed to become so invisible almost. It just needed to be a beautifully carved piece of writing in order to get it across. When that came out, when my clients needed change, I looked to it and I came with a plan, and it's a plan that worked. Ensure that every article had at least four different sources. So, and whether to cite those sources or to use them as subject matter for the thought and development of analysis, that became the mainstay. That did involve the budget having to increase. It didn't really involve on an hourly level the amount of money I was personally carving from it didn't increase all that much, but I check regularly with my clients just on CubeSat just to get an idea of whether my writing is really giving the return for them, and it does give the return. So it was the problem with writing and the problem with the writers for hire and the problem with what Google requires is that sometimes it requires a little bit too much. There's only so much that a writer for hire can give if the budget isn't there. So say the Google algorithm requires that, yes, indeed, does this article provide new original material, not just new original writing around a subject, but new ideas, new concepts based upon new research. Say it's an article based in a scientific field. Unless the actual budget is given to us to allow us to conduct, as journalists, both myself and Lindsay are journalists, we can go out there and we can find the really fresh articles by actually engaging our journalistic ability and interviewing and finding the scoops effectively to make it original and new. Then that's impossible, and we're limited only to be able to offer kind of original analysis or just original reporting. So again, it does come back to budget, but my means and I would advise, I don't know why I'm giving a secret away, but it would be to come for the range of sources and to analyze within, keep it exciting. But at the end of the day, you're only going to get top quality writing with or from a top quality writer.
I do see that Google has also put out today an announcement that says they're going to do a new monthly series on algorithm changes called Search Quality Highlights. And to me, that's a major turning stone in this industry. For the first time, Google is actually going to be engaging us to let us know a little bit about what's up and what we should be thinking about. I can see we're coming up right out of time. Could you maybe quickly, Lindsay, share your Elance information where people that would like to hire you possibly at Elance, and then followed quickly by Nick?
Absolutely. On Elance, you can contact me at Hadwin Copywriting. That's Hadwin.
And Nick?
And I am Trendwrite, TrendWrite, all one word, Trendwrite.
We're out of time. You can follow me on Twitter at James Martell. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to tweet it, like it, and plus it. New episodes of The Affiliate Buzz can be heard every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific. You can find the archives to our previous shows on webmasterradio.fm, jamesmartell.com, and on iTunes. Nick and Lindsay, thanks so much. And to our listeners, thanks for listening to another edition of The Affiliate Buzz.